This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The day after in Boston.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and Boston will not be back to business as usual today, the day after bombs killed three people and injured more than 130 at the Boston Marathon. Here's Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick.
There'll be a heightened law enforcement presence consistent with the severity and seriousness of the ongoing investigation. People should expect those who are riding the T that there will be random checks of backpacks and other parcels. And we just ask everyone to be patient with that inconvenience for the time being. It is for the public's safety.
Marketplace's Mark Garrison is in Boston, and he joins us now with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so, Mark, are people going back to work today in Boston?
They can go back to work if they want to. The city and the investigators are urging them, though, if they can work from home, if they don't have to come into Boston, to avoid doing so. The area right around the explosions, it's a crime scene. That's been blocked off for investigators. There are lots of law enforcement. The FBI is in control, but they're working with various local law enforcement, the Boston Police Department, and they have to go over the scene and the area around the scene. They have it blocked off for several blocks in a number of directions. So they're looking at that. They're looking at evidence. The evidence that gives them the answer they need, it may be the size of a potato chip. So they really need to have the time to look at this. So they are saying, if you can avoid coming in, please do so. The transit in the area is running. The Copley Square subway stop in the area right around the blasts, that is closed. So people can get through. It's very difficult. And the authorities are urging people, if they don't have to be in the city, that they should stay away.
Although I guess on the flip side of that, the concern after an event like this is that the initial tragedy of the bombing would be followed by an economic problem because people aren't getting back to work. So how do they balance that?
They are thinking about that, and obviously the investigators have a lot of work to do, but they recognize the area that's now, it's kind of a triangle-shaped perimeter they've drawn around the crime scene that they're using to investigate. This normally is a busy area. There are hotels, there are high-rise office buildings, the Prudential Center, the Hancock Tower, so they want to, you know, get the investigation moving forward, and they're going to take the time they need to do that, but they also recognize that the area has to go back to business, and they're trying to move as quickly as they can. They're not making any promises on that. They're mainly saying we're doing all we can and the investigation comes first, and they're asking for patience. But obviously the questions about the business interruption, we're not hearing much about that right now. Really, people are focused on the investigation, focused on the victims and trying to move forward.
Marketplace's Mark Garrison in Boston for us this morning. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
All right, now let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in overseas trading this morning, down 0.5% right now in London, 0.4% lower in Tokyo. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 265 points. That's 1.8%. It closed at 14,599. Well, patent protection for the painkiller OxyContin expires today. Generic drug manufacturers hope that means they will soon be able to grab a chunk of the nearly $3 billion market. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Generic drug makers are salivating over the prospect of getting a share of the OxyContin business, but OxyContin is one of the most dangerous and widely abused drugs available, and the FDA is hesitant to flood the market with a painkiller that's easily abused. So, no matter how anxious generic drug makers are, RBC Capital Market analyst Shabani Malhotra says the firms may have to wait.
Every single company executive that we've spoken to believes that the market is going to have to move to tamper-resistant products.
The FDA may require tamper-resistant drugs, like a pill that's impossible to crush into powder. Justin Kalshaw with Frost & Sullivan says requiring tamper-resistant safeguards makes it harder for generics to get into the game.
Do I think that a generic manufacturer would develop their own tamper-resistant formulation? The margins are not there.
Industry analysts believe the issue is so thorny, the FDA may remain silent over the coming weeks. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And finally, to a company called Zacon Foods, which is offering a strange way for you to buy chicken. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
I stand in the sun in an asphalt church parking lot in Riverside, California, waiting on a truck full of chicken. Carol Nassar waits with me.
Where is the truck? Where's the chicken?
And as we laugh and wait, she tells me about her plans for 40 pounds of chicken, which is the smallest amount you can buy from the chicken truck.
Make strips, chicken nuggets, filet breasts, grilled.
A semi pulls in.
Wow, that's a lot of chicken.
It is a lot of chicken. The driver sets up a few orange cones and a folding sign that says enter. Chicken buyers are paid ahead of time, $1.79 a pound. They pull their car up to the back of the truck.
How you doing today?
The driver checks their name off on an iPad and drops boxes of chicken in the trunks of their cars.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Miller.
All told, about 1,000 pounds of chicken will change hands here in this parking lot in the next hour. 40-pound box by 40-pound box. And then the driver's on to his next stop until the chicken in his truck runs out and he gets more. Zacon Foods president Mike Conrad helped start the company back in 2009. He says the company's grown
crazily, if that's a word.
So far this spring,
we've already sold almost 2.5 million pounds of chicken.
It seems a little funny to buy a freezer full of chicken from the back of a truck. But in the middle of the church parking lot, it starts to make sense. There's a feeling that you're on to something, secret, mirage-like, that'll disappear as quickly as it showed up, leaving you with 40 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast in your trunk, and the sense you got a deal. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
We are online at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.